However, a family violence service plan for an ineligible parent will look different than those for workforce parents. Ineligible parents have reduced grants and no access to support services, so family violence service plan activities must be reasonable, safe, and doable. What does that look like? There is a document that outlines just that. From resources, open the link to family violence plans for ineligible parents, and take a moment to look it over. Only require no or low-cost activities in the family violence service plan, like requiring they contact the local domestic violence agency to find out what resources they have to offer, or access free services offered by an on-site domestic violence advocate. Monthly monitoring isn't required for ineligible parents as it is for workforce participants. Require contact and verification based on what the ineligible parent can reasonably accomplish at little or no cost.